This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Protect and serve. That's the job, of course, and while it's no longer news that some law enforcement officers abuse the power that comes with a badge, the numbers revealed in a new Associated Press report are, nonetheless, shocking. 1,000, that's how many officers lost their badges in a six-year period for rape, sexual assault, possession of child porn, and propositioning citizens. And reporter Matt Sedensky writes that that's much lower than what's actually happening. Matt joins us now. What surprised you most about these findings, Matt?
Well, we weren't sure what we were going to find. We were interested because of the case of an Oklahoma City officer who is accused in the victimization of 13 women, and that set us out trying to find an answer to how often alleged sexual misconduct by officers happens. And when we set out for that answer, it proved exceptionally difficult to get. There's really no reliable federal data on police misconduct, so we had to go state to state trying to piece this together.
In fact, it's my understanding that Texas was one of the states that cooperated with your investigation and gave you some numbers. What did you find?
We got information on the decertifications of 619 officers, 79 of which we determined were for sex-related misconduct.
And this is over what? We're talking about what period here?
We're talking about a six-year period.
From when to when?
2009 to 2014.
It's my understanding that agencies are required to report officer arrests to Texas officials, but not the cause of arrests, right? So you're not even positive that these, you know, what these numbers actually tell you about sex-related misconduct, that they're complete.
Yeah, and we see that across the country that, you know, a lot of the information that you're handed from states, it does not make clear what the offenses were, which is what a lot of our digging was to try and match up why these officers lost their badges with some of these accusations of sexual assaults and other misconduct.
So obviously Texas is a huge state. How does the data from Texas compare with what's happening elsewhere nationally?
You know, it's just all over the map, and we see from state to state a lot of difference in how rigorous the oversight is. But it's an imperfect lens from which to view this issue, but it's pretty revealing the number of cases that we found even through an imperfect lens.
So the example that your story began with from Oklahoma, where it just you can't even say it on the air. It's just not safe for family listening, as it were. How do these situations typically, or is there a typical escalation of, say, a traffic stop, which becomes a sexual assault?
You know, there is no typical situation. It's all over the place. There's motorists pulled over for supposed traffic infractions. There's high school kids who are interns in the police department. We found middle school girls who were forced to raise their shirts in supposed drug searches, the prison inmates raped by guards. So it's hard to draw any conclusions about broad connections between these cases. But you do find in some cases that there might have been some warnings along the way. There might have been some behaviors that maybe should have caused alarm.
What I'm trying to determine, too, from after, you know, reading your piece, is there something endemic or inherent, I suppose I should say, to law enforcement that makes this problem more severe than it would be in other fields?
We don't have any evidence that there are more sex offenders among law enforcement, but I think what you're seeing here has some echoes of the clergy abuse crisis, in that it's someone with a tremendous amount of public trust, a tremendous amount of autonomy, who's being accused of this heinous crime, often against a very vulnerable individual. And what sets police apart is that they have the ability to take away someone's liberty. They're armed. They have access to an individual's criminal record. They're trained in investigation, trained in defense. And with all that, you just see this outsized opportunity for abuse.
Matt, is there a fix? Is there anything that suggests that there's a solution that could happen at the federal level? Are we talking about individual states having to decide, oh, this is a problem that we're going to take seriously?
You know, we've been talking to experts looking for a simple solution, and I don't know that there is anything that is a quick and easy fix. Because of the setup of law enforcement in the United States, it very much is a locally controlled hierarchy. So I think the fixes are going to come at the local and state level.
We're going to link to Matt's piece. He's a writer for the Associated Press, Matt Sedensky. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.